You're listening to Stateside. I'm Lester Graham. There is a child care shortage. That's not going to be a surprise to many families, especially those in rural areas. In a Dome magazine article, Ken Winter outlined the problem in northern Michigan. It's bad enough there that the Chamber of Commerce is in the region, chambers of commerce in the region are making it a priority issue. Joining me to discuss the child care shortage is Mary Manner. She is the Great Start Coordinator for the Venture North Funding and Development. How bad is the daycare shortage in your area?
Well, according to a study that we did last year, about 40% of the infants and toddlers in the region are without care while their parents are at work.
That's what I was reading. The most significant shortage is these infants or children still in diapers. Why that segment of children? What's so difficult about watching them? Or why do daycare centers not want to take them?
Well, as you might know, the state of Michigan expanded significantly its Great Start Readiness Program. We call it GSRP for short, by putting about $165 million into that program over the last few years to expand the slots for four-year-olds. So preschool is readily available to a lot more families than it was in the past. And the families up to 250% of poverty are able to have free preschool for their children, which is just phenomenal. But what that did is it left behind all of the children under the age of four, and in particular, left behind lots of infants and toddlers who are very expensive to care for because of the ratio of care. In a center-based setting, it's one adult to four infants, so it's very labor-intensive and hence very expensive for parents.
Well, the theory of a free market is if there's a demand, it will be met. Why is that not happening?
Yeah, I love talking about how the market, how the supply and demand is not operating in this particular situation. You have to understand something about the child care model, I think, to appreciate the difficulty. So we're looking at a highly regulated business that is extremely labor intensive, that's very low pay, and that has no benefits associated with it and very little opportunity for an individual's advancement within the field. So who wants to do it? You know, we're really looking at people who care passionately about young children. Those are the people who are drawn to this work, and they're there because their hearts and minds are in it, not necessarily because they're there to earn a living and have a career. So how does the market operate in a situation like that? How do we draw highly qualified people into this work when we can't offer them wage and benefit package that they would be able to get even working in a fast food restaurant?
Ken Winter's article indicated that the lack of access to training for daycare personnel was part of the issues. As I understand it, some of the personnel at a daycare have to hold at least an associate's degree. Others have to be certified on an ongoing basis. How much of a problem is that really in being able to staff these positions?
Yeah, it's pretty hard to find people with the right qualifications. Most of our colleges and universities in the state offer some sort of early childhood development program. But again, the cost for educating yourself, the cost for acquiring those credentials, and the fact that you really have to do it on your own time because you don't have time off from work to attend class, really limits people's availability. And the other thing is that with the expansion of GSRP, which I mentioned earlier, a lot of our highly qualified people are drawn into those programs, which are run in schools and selected community-based operators. So it really has decreased the pool of people available to provide quality care for our youngest children.
Let's look at the big picture for a second. What's the ultimate impact to a region if there's not enough daycare access?
People can't go to work. Someone has to take care of the babies. And the issue is that for quality, and I think we have to keep quality central to this conversation. For quality care, one of the things that we need is a consistent caregiver for that baby and that toddler. It's tremendously important for their development, both their cognitive development as well as their social, emotional, and their physical development. I mean, that little child is growing faster than at any other time in its life. And the brain is developing. And I know that people are pretty familiar with early childhood development issues. So we need to make sure that those children are in quality settings where the people who are caring for them are able to nurture and educate them throughout the day. When that's absent, then what choice do people have if they're passing their little infants around from one person to another, trying to cobble together enough care to be able to make it to work and constantly being concerned about the quality of the setting or whether a particular caregiver is available on a certain day? I mean, it affects worker attention, it affects their productivity, it affects their attendance at work.
Is this causing worker shortages or higher wages because of this shortage of daycare availability?
Well, it's definitely causing a shortage of skilled employees. I'm not really sure that we can say that it's having an impact on wages at this point.
What can be done to solve this problem?
Well, I think that we as a society need to spend some time thinking about what we want for our children and our families. And I think that we as a business community, we're dealing with a critical shortage that impacts our productivity, that impacts not just our bottom line, but our culture, you know, the culture in our businesses. And I think that there are a lot of really smart people out there who would be able to come together and look at this problem from some new ways and see how we might do a better job of supporting an environment in which we really prioritize worker satisfaction, worker engagement in the context of balancing that work life.
As I mentioned at the top of the piece, the chambers of commerce in the region are making it a priority issue. How have business groups helped? What can they do, practically speaking?
Well, the first step, of course, is to understand the nature of the problem. And so I think that what we're really doing right now is exposing the challenges of providing quality childcare. And the first step in that is to understand what's the cost of quality. I think the second step is to really look at childcare as a small business that is a sector all on its own within our communities and begin to appreciate the challenges that our childcare providers have in operating their small businesses. Beyond that, I think that we're beginning to have some conversations with businesses about the potential for on-site childcare that is operated by local quality providers who might be opening satellite locations or second sites or attracting new people to operate quality care facilities within a business setting.
Mary Manner is Great Start Coordinator for Venture North Funding and Development. Thanks very much.
Oh, thanks very much. I'm so glad you're addressing this issue.